Hang Out with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio on a beautiful Tuesday here in Johannesburg. Of course, there's loads on the go in and around this beautiful city of Jersey that we live in this week, and I'm going to be sharing all of that with you on the show, so do stay tuned. It's going to be a great one, as always. I also have an absolutely epic interview with Dale Stewart from Seether. They're going to be coming through to Joburg to play an absolutely epic gig this Sunday, the 20th of May, at Marks Park in Emerentia, and I got to chat to Dale one-on-one and ask him all the questions you've ever wanted to ask from your favorite band. So do stay tuned. That was a great interview, and I'm going to be playing that a little bit later. But first, let's kick off. What is going down? So, first things first, this Saturday, the 19th of May, we have a royal wedding on our hands. Now, I know some people may say poo-poo and who cares and whatever, but let's be honest, there's nothing quite like a royal wedding. I watched my first royal wedding when I was 8 years old. Princess Diana got married to Prince Charles, and it was just everything I'd ever dreamed of. I remember I was in primary school, and we gathered around the TV in the classroom, and we watched this royal wedding. It was my first royal wedding that I'd ever watched. And of course, I tried to catch snippets of Kate and William. I think it was in 2010. I had a full-time job in those days, so I couldn't exactly stop and go and watch the wedding, but I did catch clips of it on the TV. And I'm looking forward to, of course, catching some more pomp and ceremony this weekend, the 19th, as Prince Harry weds Meghan Markle. Yay. So if you want to get in on all the British royal wedding action, you need to make sure that you tune in on ITV Choice, which is DSTV channel 123. This Saturday, I believe it all kicks off at about 10:15. There's a whole bunch of like pre-hype, and then there's obviously the actual carriage procession, and I believe the wedding actually takes place at about 1 o'clock South African time. So just to check your programming and make sure that you've got all your dates lined up. And ITV is also running some amazing sort of specials and pre-hype stuff. There's a great special on called Harry and Meghan, A Very Modern Romance, which is being screened on Friday, May the 18th at 8 p.m. And sort of takes you through their relationship, and then obviously the wedding on Saturday. So I'm really, really looking forward to catching a glimpse of the royal wedding this weekend. Yay! Something else I'm really excited about, running from Friday through Sunday, that's 18th to 20th of May, the Bubbly Festival is back at Hyde Park. And this is a chance to enjoy some of the most amazing champagne and South Africa's finest Methode Cup classiques and champagnes from around the world. So even if you are a bubbly virgin, or you don't know very much about it, or you are quite the know-it-all when it comes to bubbly and champagne, you will want to come and check this out. There's going to be loads of popping of corks, filling of flutes, and sipping of some of the best sparkles around, and there's going to be some amazing snacks, delicious foods, and also live music on the go as well. So the Bubbly Festival is going to be held at the Park House of Events on 7, which is located on the top of the Hyde Park Shopping Center, the space that used to previously be the IMAX Theater, and it's going to feature some of SA's best. This is an event set to be spectacular. I'm so excited. Yay. So tickets cost 380 Rand per person, and these include a glass and 10 tasting tickets, and bookings can be made on webtickets.co.za or at the door on the day, and Bubbly by the Glass and Bottles as well as food are for sale. So the Bubbly Festival is running Friday, May the 18th from 5 until 9 in the evening. Then Saturday, March the 19th from 11 till 3. And then again, there's an evening session from 5 until 9. And then on Sunday, May the 20th from 11 until 3. And well done to my lucky winner, Cindy, who got herself a set of tickets valued at 760 Rand to go through and join in all the fun this weekend. I will see you there, Cindy. Now, as I mentioned, Seether are heading to South Africa next weekend, on Sunday the 20th of May, to be precise. And if you spent some of your youth decked out in Doc Martens and sporting black and purple hair and ripped tights and a lot of black Okay, well, I know I did. Then you'll certainly remember the epic sounds of Seether, a local band from Pretoria who made it big internationally. They were formerly known as Sarangaz. They moved over to the States and changed their name to Seether, and they are heading back to Jersey on Sunday, the 20th of May. I'm so excited. It's been almost 6 years since they last performed here, and Marks Park and Emerentia is going to come alive with their amazing sounds as they belt out all the hits that have become anthems, and give some of the first live performance of songs from their new album, which is called Poison the Parish, on African soil. So I got to catch up with Dale Stewart, who plays the bass and also does vocals for Seether, and find out a little bit more about their life and about what we can expect from the concert and just everything that goes into being Seether. So Dale, tell us, Poison the Parish is your latest album. Tell us a bit more about the message contained in it and why it is so important to you as the band.
This album is important to us, you know, mainly because it's, you know, the first album, you know, in a long time that we've done as just as the band.
Mm.
You know, Sean produced the album. We did it all in-house, no sort of outside influences. And I feel like it's a little bit of a throwback to kind of the old days, you know. And so I think also it's a little bit heavier, a little bit more aggressive. You know, when producers kind of get their hands on something, they tend to want to dumb it down a little bit, you know, to make it more radio friendly. And we didn't do that on this one. So, I think, you know, for those reasons, it's very special to us. The message behind it, Poison the Parish, I don't know. I don't ask Sean what his lyrics mean. you know, I have my sort of interpretation of it. You know, I know it's something he doesn't like to talk about. So, I respect his sort of, you know, I don't know if you can call it privacy.
Yes, fair enough.
But it's his diary. You know, these songs are Sean's sort of diary. And, you know, a lot of them come from a dark place. Kind of good to get that out of your system. Yeah.
Of course, and it's raw and it's real, and that's the most important thing, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's kind of therapy in a way. You know, it's kind of helps you deal with stuff. You know, people listen to music, you know, for different reasons. I'm constantly listening to music. You know, even when I go to the shops to buy groceries, I have my little buds in my ear.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I'm incredibly antisocial or if it's just because I love music so much, but for every sort of emotion, you know, when you're happy, you put on a certain song, you know, when you're sad, it's a different kind of music. Angry is a different one, you know, so I think music's important, you know, I think it's definitely, you know, therapeutic.
Therapy for the soul, if you will.
Yeah.
So, Dale, also tell us about your upcoming tour. What can fans expect?
The upcoming tour, we're in London today. We're going to finish up here in the UK, and I think the Netherlands, and then it's down to South Africa. So, really excited to come play. It's been years, and it's been far too long. So, just excited to get back and you know, to see the fans. You know, I try to come back, you know, once a year if I can, you know, just to visit family and friends. You know, so I do try to get back, but, you know, we don't get to come play as much as we'd like to, so, we're excited about that.
And the fans are excited for you.
Yeah, the response has been great. You know, apparently the fans are looking good at it. You know, there's, you know, people talking about it, you know, a little bit of a buzz, so, that's cool, and you know, I'm glad people haven't forgotten about us. You know, I'm glad there's still, you know, a little bit of an excitement and a little bit of an eagerness to come and see us old buddies do up.
Have a good mosh.
Yeah.
tell us, what was the biggest challenge for you as a South African band making it big in the US and internationally?
I think, you know, as far as the band goes, there's numerous challenges. And I think that just, you know, that's just the music industry. I think that's just, you know, sort of par for the course. You know, people often ask me, like, you know, what advice, you know, can you give me? Or, you know, what should I do with my band? And it's like there is no one answer. you know, everything's different. I think it kind of comes down to you just believing in what you do and being dedicated. Getting out there and touring and playing music. And I think for me the biggest challenge was the sort of mood. And I think it was on more sort of a personal level. Leaving family behind and, loved ones and, Sean had a little girl and, I think on that level it was the hardest for us to be in this strange new country. We didn't know anyone, we didn't know anything. Everything's different, man. The cigarettes you smoke, the beer you drink, the way people talk, so it's a culture shock. But then dealing with the mood and the loved ones, then being thrust in this weird sort of bubble environment, of touring, being a band and on the road and trying to keep it all straight and not just completely lose it and be completely out of control.
I can imagine it must be hard.
And you thrust people into this environment and it's when people start, drinking and doing drugs. It's like, I know it's the sort of cliche, but it really is a sort of coping mechanism, and you need to be very careful, how far things can get out of control. So I think just dealing personally with such a weird radical change in one's personal life is kind of the hard part. The band, we just do what we do. We go up on stage, make noise, sweat, and get bangs and run out. So that's the easy part. It's the personal stuff.
And on the flip side of that, back in early 2000 when you guys were playing little gigs in and around Joburg and Pretoria and whatever, and you dreamed of being famous internationally, is it what you thought it would be, or is it something completely different?
No, I think it's quite different. I think most people have a distorted kind of view of what we do. I don't think it's quite as glitz and glamour and piles of cash and limos and like people think it is. I think it's definitely like a Hollywood kind of stereotype of what people think, life on the road is like. But honestly, it's kind of boring a lot of the time, honestly. it's oftentimes you just, end up sitting in the dressing room all day just waiting for showtime. You can't really go outside, can't really, do anything. There's nothing around. And then you're just waiting for that show so you can get on stage and do a thing to play. That's it. They are cool things and exciting things and fun stuff. Don't get me wrong, but I think people would be surprised at how much just lameness goes on. Just, four guys sitting in the dressing room, playing Angry Birds and watching the game show, reading the podcast. So there's a lot of that. But then it's punctuated by, brief moments of just adrenaline and excitement. When you're on stage, that's the highlight of the day. And then also, who knows what's going to happen after the show. To go out somewhere, someewhere cool and interesting might turn up in the dressing room and, doing shots with, some random person. It is a lot of fun, but, it's definitely a lot of boredom too, but a lot of time killing.
Interesting. I would never have thought that, but now that you say it, yes, I suppose it does make sense. You're kind of sort of sitting around and waiting. So tell us, I've got two last questions for you. The one is, rock is still cool in my books, because I'm 40 and I think rock is cool. But do you feel that the younger generation appreciate rock the way that people in like their 30s and 40s do?
I don't think so. I feel like rock music's been, given, perhaps involuntarily, been given a little bit of a backseat in recent years. I don't know why that is, but it's, the trend's coming. Right now the trend is electronic music. And that's, I guess, what, kids are into. Even what used to be alternative music is now, you'll never hear a guitar anywhere close to an alternative song. So kind of sad, man. I think, I kind of miss that stuff. I'm hoping it kind of makes a comeback. You know, I don't think it's dead or died completely. I think the cycle is going to come around again. I think, you know, everything goes in cycles, you know, whether it's fashion or, you know, music or, you know, whatever it may be, it goes in a cycle. And I can only help but think it's, when kids get to a certain age, albeit ironically, you know, oh, no, I'm going to wear this dress that my mom, had when I was a little kid. You know, if I were to make a prediction, I'd say maybe in the next 4 or 5 years, but, you know, so just really cool bunch of kids, you know, coming out of some little place, cool rock songs, I don't give a shit. And they make rock cool and a little edgy and dangerous. I feel like when rock got safe and got a little too dumbed down, I think it lost its appeal, you know. That's when hip hop became dangerous and edgy. I think a lot of kids gravitated to that. I think we just need a crazy group of kids, you know, come out of the UK or something, you know, have that no care attitude. You know, that's against the world, and just walk out with some good songs. And I think it can turn it around a bit. And then I think it'll be good, you know. Gibson and Fender are going under. I mean, that's outrageous.
Yeah.
It just shows, you know, kids or people aren't buying guitars, you know, that needs to change. It's like learning an art and doing something with your hands and creating something, being artistic, without the aid of a computer or something. You know, that needs to become cool. And I feel like that's an important thing in our culture and our society. It's human. It's a massive part of the human experience. Mm. You know, so I hope it comes back, but I think it will.
I think you may also find that, you know, people sort of in their 40s and 50s, they listen to that music, their kids grow up listening to it, so there's like a new wave, if you will, who remember these songs from like when they were growing up, you know, and like, oh, mom and dad used to play that, now it's cool.
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, I did it, you know, when my parents, you know, listened, and, you know, unfortunately they listened to good stuff, you know, with Bob Seger and, you know, Jim Croce,
yeah,
Gordon Lightfoot and, you know, Brian Cherry, Roxy Music, and, you know, just cool stuff. I still listen to it to this day, you know, so I still enjoy it. I mean, so, hopefully, man, hopefully the people our age now, that their kids are, you know, going into their teens and whatnot. Yeah, hopefully that's the, you know, I know what the generation, this generation's for, but, you know, hopefully they, you know, take over from the millennials and just, you know, a little bit of a throwback makes that cool again.
Yeah, no, definitely. And last but not least, describe Seether in 3 words.
Loud, drunk, and obnoxious.
Fantastic, I love it.
So great chatting to Dale, and I'm so grateful that he took so much time out of his hectic schedule to chat to me and be able to share with you guys. So if you want to grab a ticket, like I said, I think there may still be a few general tickets available. The show is taking place this Sunday, 20th of May. The venue is Marks Park in Emerentia. Gates open at 12 o'clock, and you can grab your tickets on seether.newtickets.co.za. Or if you need more info, please head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, and click on the Seether in SA post, and you can see Sean, Dale, and John live in SA. Yay! Now, as we know, May is Africa Month. It's celebrated every year with great arts and culture and entertainment. And Joburg Theatre have had some amazing things on the go thus far in May, but they are not stopping. The KZN Heritage Ensemble are going to be bringing us Ijadu Le Africa, their Africa Month celebrations featuring Mbusu Khoza from Friday the 18th through to Sunday the 20th of May. So the KZN Heritage Ensemble is comprised of a 16-voice-strong a cappella outfit who will be on the Mandela stage for 3 shows only, fresh from a recording of Amahubo with award-winning Dutch jazz pianist Mike Delfero. That took place in January this year. And I was lucky enough to catch up with the group's founder and leader, Mbuso Khoza, and speak to him a little bit more and find out what people can expect from the KZN Heritage Ensemble performances this weekend. Mbuso, tell us a bit about the show. What can audiences expect?
18, 19, and 20th of May at Joburg Theatre, K KZN Heritage Ensemble, in partnership with Joburg Theatre, will be presenting Africa Month celebrations. And this coincides with the centenary of Ubaba Nelson Mandela. We decided to draw parallels between the times when King Cetshwayo was banished to Cape Town and when Nelson Mandela was arrested in Robben Island in Western Cape. Now, when you look at these both eras, it was during the 1900th century, and Nelson Mandela was arrested around the 21st century. Now, there were songs that came out of that, but if you look at our communities, they're only focusing on what happened in 1994 and the slogans that were used around that. So now we are marrying the past and the present. So what can the audience expect from this show? It's something that they have never seen before. Amahubo being presented on a professional level. We will be marrying the past and the present. The walls are going to fall. That's what we promise for our audiences.
The show ties in with Africa Month. What does celebrating Africa and Africa Month mean to you?
The importance of Africa Day and Africa Month, we will remember that in 1963, it was in 25 May, 30 countries gathered in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, hosted by the Emperor Haile Selassie at the time. So this month and this day was chosen to be the one that will be used to celebrate the achievements of Africa. We will remember that most of the countries at that time have achieved that that status of being out of the colonial system at that time. So as Africa, we have, yes, our challenges, but the smaller things that keeps us going, the small achievements that we have, I think it's important that we use them as some sort of a motivation. So this show also resembles that we need to go back to our roots, and we need to understand who we are, and we need to love who we are, including the music that was composed by our forefathers, because it carries history, it carries the message, it also carries the power that we have as Africans.
What is your take on the growth of African, and most specifically youth, music and arts in our country?
The hope that I have for Africa, especially around the creative industry, the making of music, I think it's time to go back to basics. We need to study our history in order to move forward. It doesn't matter how big a tree is and how many fruits it has bred, but it never disconnects from its roots. So therefore, it's very important for our country to realize the wealth that they have, the treasure that they have, such as tangible and intangible heritage. We have not explored that. And if you look at South Africa on its own, we have different languages, Isipedi, Sixhosa, Sisutu. But the question would be, have we explored all those styles from these from these tribes or nations? So I think it's time we go back to basics as Africans, and especially our youth, because focusing on upbeat music and focusing on fast life, I think we get to miss a lot that would have give us substance as the nation. So I think it's time that we visit our grandmothers and villages and read. A reading nation is a winning nation. It's time. And again, around music, I think time for celebrities is long gone. We need musicians who are going to make difference, not musicians who are going to wait for phone calls, musicians who want to be praised, but we need musicians who are going to consider themselves as the cultural workers, community workers. Yes, so that's my hope for the growth of Africa. We need to inform ourselves about who we are and where we come from. Thank you.
This sounds like an absolutely epic show, and if you would like to grab your tickets, make sure that you book, because I'm sure this is going to sell out pretty soon. So as I said, dates are 18, 19, and 20 May. The venue is the Nelson Mandela Stage at Joburg Theatre. Times for Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th are at 8 p.m. And on Sunday the 20th, the show is at 3 p.m. Tickets range from between 150 to 300 rand, and you can book your tickets on joburgtheatre.com. So that is going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to that. Now, Day to Diarise, this is next week, but as you know, I love my bubbly, and the team at Arva Cafe and Courtyard, who always spoil me to the max, know that I've got a soft spot for all the good things in life, and actually so do they, to be honest. And on the 24th of May, you are invited to join in all the fun and treat yourself to a night out to enjoy some of the tastiest bubbles from around Europe. The evening is going to be led by Derek Kilpin, who's the co-owner and GM of Great Domains, a fine wine importer based in Rosebank. And Derek has gained invaluable experience from traveling to Spain, France, and Italy to visit and taste at the various estates they exclusively represent, all who form part of their impressive portfolio. I think Derek has the best job in the world. So the bubbles are going to be paired with a four-course dinner from their menu, and expect, among other things, a Noir Prosecco, a Louis Bollot, a Brut from France, a San Leo Prosecco from Italy, and loads more. Tickets are 499 Rand per person, and reservations, of course, are essential. You can give Arba Cafe and Courtyard a call on 011-788-4111 or visit them on arbacafe.co.za. That's the 24th of May. I'm definitely looking forward to that. I love my bubbly. Last event for this week is the Whiskey Live Festival, which is taking place in Pretoria, 17th of May through to the 19th of May in Menlyn Park Shopping Centre on the Level 5 Parkade. And I have got 5 sets of tickets to give away. I have to close the competition today. The tickets are valued at 460 Rand per set. And if you would like to win tickets, then you need to head on over to heatherhook.com. You need to click on the competitions tab, and you need to enter to win tickets to Whiskey Live Pretoria. This is going to be absolutely fantastic. There is so much on the go. As I said, from whether you're a beginner to a well-seasoned enthusiast, there's loads to do, and each ticket includes a whiskey tasting glass, 6 tasting vouchers, and a bottle of Consul still water, and 1 to 4 vouchers are exchanged for a whiskey tasting. Out of my 16 vouchers last year, I think I managed to get through 8, and then I had to call it a day because I had to go home. But yeah, you would definitely have an absolutely fantastic time. The doors open at 6 p.m., and the celebration ends at 10 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online at TicketPros as well as at the door. And you can find out more on whiskeylive.co.za. That's whiskey without an E. Live.co.za. And if you want to stand a chance to win, head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and you need to comment below the post and let me know which whiskey you're most looking forward to tasting at the event. Competition closes today, and I will be contacting the winners via email. And the tickets are for the Thursday, the 17th of May show only, and are not transferable. And of course, you need to be 18 or older to win, because there's lots of alcohol on offer. So that is it for me. If you would love to get engaged with me, please do head on over to my website, heatherhook.com. You can also get me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I am on Facebook as well, so facebook.com/HeatherLHook. And I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And I look forward to connecting with you and sharing with you. And do stay in touch, stay engaged. I'll be sharing from a lot of these events this week, so you can see what's on the go in and around Joburg and Pretoria. Have an absolutely fantastic day, and I'll be back with you next week. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.